You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Matt, and with me is...
Alexander Andrews.
There you go. It's been quite a while. It's been a few weeks since we've done this lovely show. We had Alex and I were both at the engineering formal 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And last week I was home. I guess Alex...
I forgot about it. I was like, oh, I got to do my radio show tonight. And it was like 10 o'clock, and I was like, oh, wait, I forgot to do my radio show today.
You know, I thought about it when I got home. I was like, I don't know that you can get on to Teal in the first place.
Yeah, I can't. But, you know, I can still put it out there. I can still put the audio out there.
That's true.
I just won't say anything.
That's true. We got some great music for you guys tonight. But before we get into that, Alex, how are you feeling? How you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been nonstop tired recently.
Mm-hmm.
And my sleep schedule is not regular, not even close to being regular.
Mm, yes, I am aware you just woke up from a two-hour nap.
Yeah, I should have woken up a long time ago, but
alas, I was not feeling it, and I wanted to sleep some more.
Well, I'm glad you're awake for our show. That's good.
Yeah, well, I still feel very tired, so I'm not really that awake.
All right. You're on the, interestingly enough, Alex is on the yellow mic tonight, but it's white. The tape is white, so I thought it was the white mic, but it is, in fact, the yellow mic.
Yeah, the little piece of Velcro fell off. It's down on the ground right now.
Oh, is that, okay, I guess that's how it works.
Yeah.
So Alex and I both have an exam tomorrow in CS301, Programming Languages.
Class we always talk about.
Yes, because we have it together, but yeah. It's going to be great. We're both going to do great.
B's. B pluses.
All right. Sounds good to me with how I'm doing this class so far. That's a good goal.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Let's just jump right into it without any further delay. 9:07 here in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Easton, Pennsylvania. Eastern Standard Time.
So we're going to jump right in.
5-1-2019.
We're going to jump right into it with a song from the band The 1975. Do you listen to The 1975, Alex?
I've listened to it on the TV show on here because you've played it before and I've heard it before.
Have I really played them before?
Okay. I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, I have not played this song. The 1975, if you don't know, it's a band from somewhere in the UK. They're British. I don't know. Britain. They're from Britain, I guess. They're good. I like them a lot. I don't know what to say. Their album last year was one of my favorite albums of the year, but this is not from that album. This is from their second album, which came out in 2016, called... It's a long name, so buckle up here. I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful, Yet So Unaware of It, which is not a great album title. It's a little weird, a little creepy.
It's a little fun party, though. It's like, oh, girl. You're so...
You should feel good about yourself. You're so beautiful. It's like when the artist, like, to all of his teenage fan goes, oh, you're so beautiful. And then all the teenage girls are like, oh, he's talking about me.
Mm, yes.
That's how that works.
But it's the title of the album, so that's weird. But anyways, it's just their second album from 2016. This is the song Love Me, which is the first song. Well, there's an intro song, but it's the first song after that on the album. And it's real good. So enjoy. Here you go. And
let's get it.
We're having one technical difficulty here. It's still connected to my phone on Spotify, and
online, and there's things we'd like to change.
Welcome back, everyone. Hot take from Alex Andrews. So if you, once again, that was Love Me by the 1975. Great song. Anyways, hot take from Alex Andrews here. We were talking about the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer. If you haven't seen it, go watch it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something. Comes out at the end of this year. Live action Sonic movie. Doesn't look great. I think it looks okay, but I think I'm the only one who thinks that.
It's the eyes, man. The eyes are unsettling.
Yeah. Well, and the teeth aren't great. I don't know if you've seen Sonic's...
Yeah, that's true.
He's got teeth. I saw this article today that was like 10 other video game characters, if they had like really realistic teeth. It was frightening. One of them was like Kirby. Very strange. But Alex was talking some smack about the new Detective Pikachu movie.
I haven't even started talking smack yet.
You said...
Now I'll start talking
smack.
Well,
you were saying how we don't need a Pokemon movie, a live-action Pokemon.
Well, you don't need a live-action Pokemon movie, and I don't think the character designs look that great either. I think it's weird to have realistic hair on these animals where I project hair on them, but like without actually ever seeing it before.
I see what you mean. I mean, he is an electric mouse. Mouse?
Electric rat. No, rat. He's a rat.
So he would have hair, but I see what you mean. It is.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's so cute.
And like Ivysaur?
Yeah, they're so cute.
Why does Ivysaur have hair?
He does?
I think so. I think he has hair in the Detective Pikachu. I can Google it. Detective Pikachu Ivysaur. I always imagined Ivysaur as being like a smoother creature, kind of rocky or stony. Oh, Mr. Mime is really creepy looking.
Yeah, but I mean, he is in the original, too. He's a little frightening.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, according to this picture I just see here, which I don't... Yeah, Bulbasaur doesn't have hair in this one.
Okay.
I guess I was confused a little.
Charizard in the movie? Who looks real cool. He's like a real scary-looking dragon.
Mewtwo. Ooh, is Mewtwo in the movie?
Mewtwo is in the movie.
That's really creepy-looking.
But, I mean, Mewtwo's pretty scary.
He's scary, but I don't need to see like this weird fleshy thing that he is.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think it looks fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'll probably go see it.
It comes out in like a week from Friday or something. I think we'll still be here. Or maybe I think that might be the day I'm leaving actually to go home. I don't know.
What time will your parents not be at your house, and what is your address? Do you have a security code system? And if so, what is your security code?
I'm not sharing that information, especially over the air, but let alone with you. No offense.
Dude, I'm trustworthy.
Well, I mean, I think if I'm at my house, if you're at my house, I would also prefer to be at my house. So I don't know if that's information you need to know.
You can come to my house. I don't really care.
I'm just scrolling through the saved songs on the WGRH Spotify account, and it's just all Kanye West.
Huh. Some real Westies out here. You want to get into the next song?
Yeah, let's do it. What do we got?
I told you to play a song by Gus Dapperton called Fill Me Up Anthem.
Okay.
I think this might be a new release. Let me just double check real quick. Yeah, this was released in 2019. I don't know how long ago it was, but... a new single, which I think Gus Dapperton really only releases singles. You ever heard this artist?
I have not, no.
He's like popular among artsy people. Oh, wait, no, he does have a full album, which I guess this is a single off of.
Okay. Popular amongst artsy people.
Yeah.
So if you're artsy, you might know who he is.
Yeah.
If you're not, apparently like myself, I have no idea. So.
Yeah. His new album is Where Poly People Go to Read.
Okay. Is this from that album?
It is. It's on the album. I don't know which one got released first, though. Yeah. These four is only singles and like tiny EP things. Anyway, let's get on with his first song of... Yeah.
Okay.
2019.
Well said.
I'm a music literary person.
Conditions, and you think that it's gross.
Once again, that was Fill Me Up Anthem by Gus Dapperton. Really enjoyed that one. Hope you guys did too.
From Long Branch, New Jersey, apparently. Or yeah. Lives there.
Yeah.
Which is surprising. I know. I thought he was like a British guy or something based on his aesthetic. You don't really get people with his aesthetic out here, so.
Went to Drexel University.
Drexel in Philadelphia.
Yes. Long Branch, New Jersey, close to you, right?
Yeah.
Only about a town over.
A town over. Cool.
So you get Dust Dapperton and I get the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers. You
know, from Wyckoff, New Jersey.
Wyckoff.
Yep. I know a lot of people from Wyckoff.
You know him personally? You ever see him?
Do I know the Jonas Brothers personally? No.
Oh. You think you could join a book club and you could meet their parents?
Maybe, yeah. If they still live in Wyckoff, I'm not sure that they do. They might have moved out west or something.
California.
With the Jonas Brothers. But I think up until a few years ago, they still lived there.
Huh.
But, well, not the Jonas Brothers themselves.
The parents.
The parents.
The parents of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. The Jonas parents.
Exactly. The Jonas parents. Yeah,
all right.
When are you playing?
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, okay. So we got a new one by Tame Impala. You like Tame Impala,
right? I do enjoy some Tame Impala.
So this one, Mr. Kevin Parker himself, who is the man behind Tame Impala.
Yeah, the guy who writes and records everything. Yeah,
he's basically a one-person band. Not a one-person band. I mean, he goes on tour with the band, but noticing that a lot these days. I feel like it's a trend to just kind of forget the whole band thing and make your own music and then give yourself a name that sounds like a band anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is his new song, or their new song, or however you want to call it, Borderline. Tame Impala is supposedly dropping a new album this year, perhaps. They have two singles out.
That's a hot sign.
One would think two, maybe one more to go, and then an album.
Yeah.
First one was called Patience. Wasn't a huge, huge fan of that one. This one's called Borderline. Much bigger fan of this one.
What kind of song is this? Is it like classic Tame Impala where it's more psychedelic, or is it the more poppy Tame Impala?
I would say definitely more in line with the new stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know if I would say their new stuff is more poppy. But anyways.
That's overall, it's a little bit more poppy. It's a little, you know, it's not like, it's more like,
yeah,
making it poppy.
There you go. I'm not as familiar with their old stuff as I am their new stuff. So, but this one, yeah, this one's called Borderline. Hope you like it just as much as I do. And Alex, you too. I hope you like it as well.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't even type it in the thing here. All right, Alex, buy some time real quick while I do this.
Well, let me throw in a hepatitis C.
Okay. We're jumping right to that. You guys are going to have to wait for Borderline here.
Well, it says 30 seconds, but I can finish this real quick. Testing event template. Do you know about hepatitis C? Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. People can live with hepatitis C for decades without having any symptoms or feeling sick. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, so join insert name of organization and get a hepatitis C test at, I guess you can get it at Bailey's Health Center on whatever day they have the free STD tests. And through Quest, I think it's called. All right.
Thank you very much, Alex. Once again, this is Borderline by Tame Impala.
And Hepatitis Awareness Month.
And yeah, here we go. Yeah. And we are back. Once again, that was Borderline by Tame Impala. There you go.
I enjoyed that song.
Me as well.
It's very, it's like poppy, groovy, and a little jazzy, maybe.
Yeah. What do we got next, Alex?
Let's play Baltimore by Hodera.
All right. Anything you want to tell our lovely listeners about the song while I get it queued up here?
This is a song I found one time, and I like it.
There you go. You heard it here first.
First. Fresh off the press. Maybe I can even tell you when this was released. This was released in 2017. 10 songs and 43 minutes on that album.
All right. Album called...
Oh, wow.
Hello there. Sorry about that, guys. Kind of.
First Things First is the album.
Okay. Sorry. I'm...
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm ready. Here we go.
Let's get it.
Run out, people I can tell about. We made out on the couch at that guy's house. No, I doubt that anyone could help me now. Still can't come down. Cause the one night that we spent in Baltimore, it was so nice. But then you left me wanting more in the sunrise. The next morning in your eyes made me think that this was more. But black ice, didn't notice it was there. Yeah, sometimes things are not as they appear, and that's not your fault. I know the guidelines weren't clear, but now you're fine. Now I'm just trying my best to steer. What you doing in this stuff? Lying in your bed and stroking your hair. Did you wish that he was there? Well, your kiss is like a blanket made of wool, and though it's so warm, it's too small. My feet are cold, yeah, I need more. I'll call back, we'd help for sure. You're so it's like we never met before. I don't wanna believe when we're older that you won't remember my name anymore. And I don't wanna believe this is over, so I send my heart to Baltimore. And I don't wanna believe when we're sober that the love we found ran out.
And we are back. Sorry for the technical difficulties there. I know we're sounding a little bit staticky. This aux cable is not working all that well. But I don't think this one was
working at all.
Yeah. Let me just give it a quick test here.
Place a funny video on the internet. You ever watch?
That one's, the first one's not working at all here. Yeah, I'm not getting anything on that one. All right, well, we'll keep going with this one.
Yeah, I feel like someone needs to go back into the, where all the wiring is and kind of sort it out loud, because over there it's just a mess of cables.
You want to join our engineering team, Alex?
Well, I was supposed to be on it, and it's just like there's no messages in the GroupMe ever, so.
I think they have a new GroupMe.
Well, I'll sign up for that job, you know? I'll be here senior week. I can take over, rewire everything, make it extra organized. I'm very good at wire management, possibly.
So, yeah, I'm not really sure why we're sounding staticky here. We'll keep going. Let's see if it's still a problem.
Yeah, I don't think it's too big of a deal.
Up next, want to give a quick shout out to my uncle, who listens to our show every week.
Really?
And yeah, I know he said he was catching up, but he's caught up because he asked me why we didn't do a show last week, so he was going to listen live. But this is a song that he requested us to play. It's called Last Train Home by David Mead. I really like this song. It's actually, as my uncle pointed out to me, it references some songs or some places in North Jersey. So ooh, maybe you will
maybe know one or two of them as well.
Although you're sort of from Central Jersey, no?
Yeah, I'm from Central Jersey.
So
Monmouth County shout out.
Nice. Monmouth County.
Yeah. I know about some stuff. There's Secaucus Junction.
Secaucus, yep. Yeah. That's how you get to the city from where I am.
You hop on the Secaucus Junction, like the, you go directly to that station?
Yeah, you could take, I'd take the local
to the Secaucus.
To the Secaucus Junction, and then you go in that way.
Yeah. Same.
Oh. We should meet up sometime.
At Secaucus Junction.
Yeah.
Or Penn Station.
Yeah.
Also, my parents are always like, oh, we're going to listen to your show. And I'm like, oh, don't listen to it.
What? Why are you telling them not to listen to it?
I don't know. Better not be listening.
Well, if they are, they won't hear you.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Let's play this song. North Jersey.
Well, so let me ask you something. So you're from North sort of North Central Jersey.
Yeah.
Is it Taylor Ham or is it pork roll?
It's pork roll.
Okay, you're from Central Jersey.
It's a pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Oh, that hurts. They had Taylor Ham at breakfast today, actually, at Marquee. It was very good. Mm. But they called it pork roll, of course, because they're in Pennsylvania.
It's pork roll. It comes in a roll. It's a roll of pork.
But it's ham.
It's not real ham, though. It's a processed meat.
It's Taylor Ham.
It's like meat you put in a grinder and then put in a roll. Pork roll.
Oh, my God.
And add spices and such. Okay. There used to be a place, I think it was called, I don't remember what it's called. Slater's 2 isn't what it is. And they had really good pork roll, egg, and cheese. But I think they're closed now.
We used to have this place called Fallsview Grill.
Fallsview Grill.
I don't know if it was a chain. I think it was a chain. Used to get the pork roll, egg, and cheese there. But now it's a Burger King. It's right next to the Dairy Queen near me. Because that closed, the Burger King moved into there. And then where the Burger King used to be was supposed to be a Wawa.
Uh-huh.
But that never really happened. I was pretty upset about that.
There's an abandoned Hallmark store. And that's been in my town for a really long time.
Mm.
And it might become something. I think they're turning into something. I think there are recently activity around it. But
do you guys have Wawas where you're from?
Not really. Like, there's Wawas around, but they're actually, no, there's a Wawa in Red Bank, New Jersey, but I just never go to it.
Mm.
It's like 7-Eleven's a little closer, and I'm not really buying sandwiches that often when I'm home.
Yeah.
I'm home, and I can just make a sandwich.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so here we go. This is Last Train Home. I don't know why I can't say the name of that. It's not really a tongue twister or anything, but Train Home.
Last Train Home.
By David Mead. Here you go.
The Caldwells and the Oranges, footprints on this morning's daily news. Counting down the stations, crosswords on the Naugahyde with you. We spent the day remembering the city, mixing up our streets and avenues. And now you're fast asleep and I am so alone, and we're together on the last train. Towns are beating for more stops to go. We're together on the last train home. Catching our reflections, flickering just like a super 8. sat in Chatham, someone in an office working late. And you were softly singing in the kitchen, washing hands and saving him a plate. But now you're fast asleep and I'm so alone. Stops to go. Stones ahead, Morris Town and Convent fall behind. It's quiet in the shadow of the city. Clicking wheels are ticking all the time. But now you're fast asleep and I am so alone. But we're together on the last train. Towns repeating, one more stop to go.
They talked about Chatham there. That's in North Jersey.
Mm-hmm. That it is?
Yeah. But really reminded me of New Jersey. Very New Jersey. But there was a lack of Italian people in it.
Do you like being from Jersey, Alex?
Yeah, it's fine. I think it gets a bit of a bad rep for some reason.
Yeah, I would happen to agree.
You know, I think people watched the show Jersey Shore. And we're like, oh, that must be what New Jersey's like, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like The Simpsons.
Does The Simpsons take place in New Jersey?
No, I think it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Honestly,
Springfield.
I've seen maybe like two or three episodes of The Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't think Springfield really has like a location.
Yeah, I think it's kind of made up.
Yeah. But it's also, I think it's the most common town name in the United States.
Really?
I think so.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like a, yeah. Anyway.
What do we got next?
I think I played this song before on your show. Spring, Summer, Autumn, Winter by Bellows.
Okay. On my show last semester?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I don't really remember.
Yeah, I checked to make sure I didn't play it this semester, and I hadn't. So I think I probably... I used to be really big into this song, so. Oh, I see you have some PUP up on this playlist.
That I do. Coming up next, PUP. Or PUP, as I call them. I don't know. So this is spring, summer, autumn, winter. All the seasons.
They
didn't miss any of them.
Didn't? Well, you know, in some places, there's only two seasons. Mm-hmm. Like at the equator, you get like hot and hot. So
well, I mean, yeah, that's true. But I mean, I don't think you get more than four seasons in any places.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Except maybe outer space and other interplanetary planets.
That's true. We don't know. We haven't been there yet.
Yeah, we haven't been there.
But for now, this song is pretty accurate, I would say.
Yeah.
At least in the title, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. It's accurate for New Jersey.
Yeah. Talking a lot about New Jersey on the show this week.
Yeah, you know.
If you're from New Jersey and you're listening right now, give us a call.
Give us a call.
610-330-5316, but only if you're from New Jersey.
Yeah. And we'll see if anyone gets so that call. Means you're probably either listening on the radio or you live within 10 minutes of Eastern Pennsylvania. Well, actually, Phillipsburg's right across the river. So you can probably get in Phillipsburg.
All right, we're going to jump into the song now.
Yeah.
Spring, Summer, Autumn, Winter by Billows. Here we go.
Farby Ref Zero.
You saw me as the purest form, naked against the window pane. I cannot see you tonight. I saw you in black and white film, naked against the wallpaper. I cannot unsee that shot. And I would like to see you tonight through spring.
And we are back. Once again, that was Spring, Summer, Autumn, Winter by Mellows.
Saw them live. They were pretty good.
Oh, you did? Where'd you see them?
I saw them... just some small venue in Brooklyn in... I don't remember where in Brooklyn. But it was a little farther into Brooklyn.
Nice.
But yeah.
Cool. Were they good live?
Yeah, they were pretty good live. I enjoyed the music. I think it was a pretty good show.
Nice.
My friends were being... I went with two of my friends, and they might have drank a little bit too much water. And and they were being quite loud.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But that's, you know, whatever.
Mm. Are you working on some... ref lying right now?
I'm doing some fork lying. I'm looking at fork lying to make sure I know how, like, to set up the lock. So yeah. I'm kind of confused on the semantics of the problem.
There you go. We got an exam tomorrow, so we're studying.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got about 10 minutes left here on our show, so we'll play let's say two more songs, I guess.
Okay.
First up, we got a new song by the band Pup, or P-U-P, if you will. It stands for something. Let's see. Let's see if I can find this real quick. They're Canadian.
God bless you.
Thank you. I don't know. It stands for something, but they go by PUP. This is from their brand new album, which is called Morbid Stuff. And this is the song Kids from that album. So here you go. Welcome back. That was free. Nope, that was not free. Last, that was Kids by Pup. What are they?
Oh, I'll pull it back up. It's something about being a waste of time, pathetic use of potential. And their old band name was Topanga, and then they changed to Pup, which is pathetic use of time or potential. Sorry. Officially announced their new name via social media on April 16th, 2013. According to Wikipedia.
There you go.
And that source, number 14. We used to be called Topanga. Now we're called Pup. Let me explain. Tumblr, retrieved February 4th, 2019.
Wow.
Okay. Next song is a song called I Already Forgot About Everything You Said by The Dig off the album Midnight Flowers, released in 2012. And this band actually released something in 2017. And I did not know that. Anyway. Oh, in 2018 too. Okay, well, let's play this song, and then it's about time for me to go to bed.
Going to bed, all right.
Well, I'm not going to go to bed, but I'm going to be tired. I'm tired.
Gotta cram for that exam. No, I'm just kidding. You should probably just go to bed.
There's going to be a lot of, sitting in bed, reading...
Reading the textbook.
Reading the useless textbook.
Mm, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, this is going to be our last song of the night. So, thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been... Our show. We're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Alexander Andrews.
And I'm Matt Gerber.
And our episode title is 7-11.
11 in all caps because it's our 11th show.
And yeah.
Yeah. And I hope you like this last song. Hope you like all the songs we played tonight. Thank you for listening. And we will see you again next
Saturday.
Wednesday. Not Saturday.
Well, we might see you Saturday on the radio board.
Yeah. If you're a radio DJ and you happen to be listening to our show,
then check your email.
Check your email because we're having a little get together on Saturday. It'll be fun.
Metro Boomin. Wait, we didn't need to order tickets early for that. We're just going to pick them up this year?
I think you just go to pick them up in Fernand.
Yeah. Okay, because the previous years you had to like order them.
Yeah, we got our spring concert on Saturday here.
$15 for LVAC students, Lehigh Value Associated Colleges.
Yes.
That includes DeSales, Lehigh University. Maybe some other ones.
Yeah, so if you're in the area, come by.
And pay $15.
Yes. But yeah, thank you again for everyone listening. We'll see you again next Wednesday.
Goodbye.
And leave you with this.